Earth Island Journal, Fluoride and the Phosphate Connection. During the late 1960s, fluoride emissions were damaging crops, killing fish, and causing crippling skeletal fluorosis in livestock. The EPA became concerned and enforced regulations requiring manufacturers to install pollution scrubbers. At that time, the facilities were dumping the concentrated pollution directly into waterways leading into Tampa Bay. In the late 1960s, EPA chemist Irvin Belek worked out the ideal solution to a monumental pollution problem. Because recovered phosphate fertilizer manufacturing waste contained about 19% fluorine, Belek concluded that the concentrated scrubber liquor could be a perfect water fluoridation agent. It was a liquid and easily soluble in water, unlike sodium fluoride, a waste product from aluminum manufacturing. It was also inexpensive. By 1983, the official EPA policy was expressed by EPA Office of Water Deputy Administrator Rebecca Hanmer as follows. In regard to the use of fluosilicic acid as a source of fluoride for fluoridation, this agency regards such use as an ideal environmental solution to a long-standing problem. By recovering byproduct fluosilicic acid from fertilizer manufacturing, water and air pollution are minimized, and water utilities have a low-cost source of fluoride available to them.